Welcome to the Pete Primo Show. It is episode 171. I cannot believe how fast time has flown. And we are here with Scott Vaughn and Scott Bidwell from Trellis Marketing, Wingo Coaching, and Happy Z's. And we are going to be talking about success, winning strategies for success today. But before we do that, let's pay the bills really quickly and we'll get right into the show. If you haven't bought my book, Sell a Million, what are you waiting for? Couldn't be a better time. 101 tips for furniture and mattress store owners to sell another $1 million or more this year. Less than $20, couple cups of coffee. If you go ahead and make that investment in yourself, it's $14.99. If you buy it on Amazon, you get free shipping. Call me at 419-560-3169 with any help that you need in implementing any idea. So let us thank our friends at the Mattress Industry Network Group. Steve and Greg, thank you very much for your support and sponsoring the show. We appreciate you. Over 2,500 strong. If you are in the mattress industry, we want you in this group. So hurry up and join. And all you got to do is scan that QR code there. If you want to learn how to build, market, sell, and succeed in the mattress industry, join our group. It's 100% free. And it's a great group. Scott's part of the group. Both Scott's, Scott Squared, both are in the group as well as me. And if you guys are anywhere near Detroit, Michigan this week, you've got to come to Enzo's Open House for Benton Industries of America. It's this Wednesday and Thursday. It's right next to the airport. I mean, it couldn't be any closer for you guys. From 8 to 6 on Wednesday, and on Thursday, 8 to 4, I will be there to help my teammate out who so graciously helped me at my open house. Listen, since the last open house, we've added 15 new models to our lineup that will be at the Detroit open house. So anybody that wants to go, come on in. We will have over 40 models there, to choose from. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. If you're looking for, latex, we have it. If you're looking for split head mattresses, we have it. If you're looking for best in class tufted models, we have it. If you want, cooling covers, two sided mattresses, you name it, it's there. So join us. My friend Enzo will love to see you, and I will love to see you too, because I will be there both days. Jeff Giannacomo says, let's go. This show is going to be good. No pressure, no pressure. And Tim McDonald, I'm so pumped for today. Let's roll. I know you're more pumped than you normally are, and for good reason. We have Scott Squared here. So without further ado, Scott Squared, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've never been called Scott Squared before.
Yeah.
So now three times.
Pete Primo Show for some first. Hey, Scott.
Which one?
You just published a book. Yeah, which Scott, right? You just published a book. I want you to stick it right up into that camera so we can see it. You wrote a book with Brian Tracy.
Yeah. So there it is. Winning Strategies for Success. I don't know if you can see that or not. A lot of glare.
Go really, really close. There you go.
Did it down.
That's good.
Yeah.
Guys, cool. Run out and get that book.
It's not out yet. It's coming this summer. So yeah, finish some
of it. Copy, dude. You must know.
Yeah, somebody. They gave us copies. I was with a group last week in San Diego, and we all got to hang out with Brian Tracy and tell our stories, and it was cool. People from all over the world came in to San Diego, and I was one of the closest ones from Kentucky.
Wow.
To come to the get together. But it was fun. Brian's getting up in age, but yeah, he's still getting around. My business coach is in Houston, and he's doing an event for him next weekend. Brian is in Houston, so he's still hitting the trail pretty hard.
Good.
And It's pretty cool.
Good. Brian Tracy, I think I've read everything that he's written. One of the most significant things, we were talking about doing charity work on the Winning the Weekend with Pete and Friends.
Yeah.
And Brian Tracy has said this numerous times. He said it in his seminars and he's written it in his books. The highest quality people you will ever meet in your life, who can be the most helpful to you in your career, you will meet doing charity work.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't do it for that reason, right? You should just do it to be a good human being. And then, by the way, there's other good human beings that are influencers in the community that you really should know and get to know and meet. So it's funny how those things work.
Yeah. Hey, if this show's half as good as your show with Tim and Jeff, then we're in for a treat, because I've watched them more than once.
Tim was fire, man. He made me cry a couple times. Chris saw it and he kind of panned off of me so I could dry my eyes real quick. Yeah, really good. And Jeff is unbelievable, but so are you. And you know, Andy. Yeah. Double dose of Scott. I know. It's a thing. Scott Squared. Like, we should all get t-shirts. Scott, I want Scott Squared. I need Scott Squared. It's going to be a thing. Watch. I don't need a royalty or anything. Bidwell, I know how your mind works. I'm not going to hit you up for 3%. I'm not going to do that. It's free. It's a gift. And it's,
there you go.
Thank God.
These shirts are going on sale this afternoon.
So listen, Tim McDonald's putting all this pressure. This is going to be epic. Okay, so you got to stop making small talk and get to it. But I have to say this. You talk about being a giver and doing it for the right reasons. Your show, you know, your Monday morning minutes, Scott, you always trying to be on that call on Friday, and sometimes it's just impossible with how crazy your schedule is, but you're always on there giving free advice. And I know you're in paid masterminds, and I know that your time is getting stretched. And so thank you for always being such a giver. This industry is blessed to have quite a few people in that do give back, and it's super important for the next generation of successful store owners. So thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Sorry, my dog is outside the window here. He can hear us talking.
That's okay. I got Sumo Kitty over here. I'm looking at him, but he's sleeping right now. But he was making a racket during our green room session there.
Can you let him in? Would you mind letting him in? We're going to let him in. Maybe he'll be quieter.
No, get him in the, just let him come up into the thing. I've got my kitty cats in here. They'll come right up here sometimes and poke their head in the thing.
TJ's been in my Monday morning mattress minutes before. So
let's talk about that. That's a little gold nugget. Anybody listening, if you have animals, dogs, cats, or young children, use them in your marketing, because if you don't, you are passing up on gold. Gold.
Yeah, we brainstorm all the time. So I was like, what could we do to help us with branding? Well, our dog, who's right here, he's decided to join us.
Yeah.
There he is.
TJ.
He's in some of our commercials. And so Faith, she's 20 years old, worked for me for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
She said, we could get little stuffed animal dogs and give them to people. So I found a stuffed dog that looked like TJ and bought 1,000 of them. And Nicole about killed me. She's like, I can't believe you spent. Anyway, so we give those out to our customers. If they have dogs, if they're pet friendly or whatever, sometimes they'll bring their dog in the store, you know. But
so I want to say something about that comment you made very quickly. Anybody that doesn't know it, Nicole is also known as superstar, also known as a store manager, but something that he just said he was getting yelled at by a store manager for spending too much money, which speaks to enabling your people and creating a culture where somebody feels empowered to actually correct the owner. Think about that hard today, guys. Have that culture going on. Do you have a coaching culture at your store that you get that kind of feedback, that your people are comfortable enough giving you that feedback and that they bought in enough that she cares that you're spending too much money? She cares so much about this business. It's like it's her business. And in a lot of ways it is.
Yeah. She thinks like an owner, and she's constantly thinking about, now it's not my wife, Andy.
Nope, not his wife. No, Miss Wanda is the real boss. We all know
that. That's right. She takes ownership in the business mentally and has for years, and she's a young lady who's fantastic for our business. She always thinks for the benefit of the store, which is hard to find. And Scott met with her at 8 a.m. this morning. She called me at 7:30. She's already at the store, ready to go. She was jacked up, and she's like, delivery guys aren't here yet, but they'll be here any minute. So she's hard to find someone who cares that much, that wants to grow the store and grow the business like that. So
yeah,
she's special.
She is special. But what's special is you creating a feedback loop that's continuous and a coaching culture that is continuous. When I was there on Black Friday, what I saw amazed me. These young kids supporting each other, coaching each other, coming back and sharing with the other salespeople what's happening with their sale, and everybody chipping in. It was like group selling. And it's like, well, I'll come over there in a few minutes and see if I can help, blah, blah, blah. And when you get everybody pulling in the same direction, it's not additive. It's a multiplier. It's a multiplier of volume, and it's a multiplier of profits. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you get that going in your store, man?
Well, I've coached basketball and tennis and baseball, and through the years, team sports, I've noticed a lot of things. You can have the best players in the world, but if they're not playing together, you're not going to have a very good team. And you're going to get beat by lesser players who do play together. So we got a bunch of young bucks who are hungry, and that we created a culture for them to share with each other and to help each other. And their nature is to help each other, to root for each other. So they work together as a team, and it creates a great thing with our mission. And the big announcement today, I want to get to that, Pete, if you don't mind.
We have to. I'm getting drilled. So what's the big announcement? So what's the big announcement? What's the announcement? I was about to say, Scott, we got to get the big announcement because my phone's blowing up, dude.
So Scott and I, we're going to do an event in June, and this is going to be what I wish I had when I started. I got a coaching company. I've started coaching clients, and I've got a client who's opening a new store, and he said, I want to, because he's been to my store before, so I want to send my manager, and I want you to train him for as long as it takes on your system, because I want my store to run like your store.
Wow.
So it gave me the idea. I'm like, okay, he's wanting like 4 or 5 days of, and I can't do that, but we're going to do like a 3-day event. It's really going to be 2.5 days, June 11th through the 13th, right here in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm going to give you my entire playbook, start to finish. Everything we do, how we do it, and why we do it. So we're going to talk about the mindset We're going to talk about how to hire people, how to fire people. I've got a whole list of things. And our entire selling process, start to finish, from the greeting to presentation to closing to follow up and follow through, we're going to cover every single bit of that. And then we're going to talk about how to turn a one-star review into a five-star advocate. We're going to cover P&L statements, how to analyze those. We're going to talk about, Scott's going to talk about marketing. I thought I was good at marketing till I hired this guy. and then he just took our business, what we had, which was substantial. We got a several-million-dollar business here, and he's took off with it, and we're booming since we hired him. And so he's developed a company called Trellis Marketing, and he's going to do a session on marketing. So getting that door to swing. We're going to have a lot of things like that. We're going to go to restaurants that have high customer service. So we're going to learn from them. We're going to actually go on the floor and watch my team go through selling processes. So they're going to actually train you like we train our people. And so I'm very excited about it because it's kind of what we do already with our team when we hire somebody, but I want to make this available. That's what coaching's about, making it available and teaching somebody else. And I was at a master event in Palm Springs this past week with Mark Kinsley and that bunch. And I told two or three dealers in San Diego, from San Diego, Atlanta, wherever, and they're all, I'm coming to this. So we're going to have limited space, but I found a hotel that's going to give us a great rate, $129 a night, with free Wi-Fi and everything. So anyway, we're excited about doing this and putting this on, and can't wait.
One thing you didn't say that I think is really important, but what we've been brainstorming about this, you said that whenever they leave, I want them to be able to implement the next morning when they get back to their store. So how do we give them the kind of practical strategies that you can actually implement across a lot of different environments? Of course, people are coming from California to West Virginia, all over the place. So how do we give them really practical strategies? And that's going to be a key piece of this. Part of the time is going to be roundtables. It's going to be discussion, like really hacking through, okay, how do we lay out our processes in a way that can actually help us to win?
Yeah. How to deal with a disgruntled customer.
So I've got to just say this. Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. Joe Clay just hit the nail on the
head. That's something I've been called for.
And now I'm going to pile on, because I've gone to just marketing conferences, which cost $3,000 to $5,000. And that's the discounted, you know, special rate because you're Pete Primo. Okay. Yeah. 3 days. Is this 2 or 3 days? It's 2.5.
We'll start on Tuesday morning. We'll finish at lunch on Thursday.
So 2.5 days, basically boot camp, mastermind,
yes,
hot seats, breakout sessions, everything you would ever get. I mean, this thing should be like $10,000.
We can raise it to that if you want to pay that. I mean, we're not limited on how much you would pay.
I mean, that might be affordable. I don't know how, but I'm going to be there. I don't know how, but I am your very first customer. How's that?
I'm going to make it very affordable because most of the clients that I'm running into aren't doing big numbers. So we want to make it where anybody can attend. It's not that expensive for what you're getting, because I just paid way more for a 3-day event in California. And I think this will be for our everyday mattress and or furniture dealer. This will be the practical things that you really need from the time you open the door, and even building a business that's sellable. You know, that's in there too. So we're going to have a lot of information.
Let's jump into that just a little bit. So some of the guys that I went to college with, that's what they do. They're towards the end of their careers now. They've had great careers. They get businesses ready to sell. And the very first thing that they do after they look at the P&L, the very first thing is they say, show me your systems.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the owner's like, what systems? You know? And if you don't have systems, you might sell your business, but you're going to sell it for so much less than you should have. It's ridiculous. So the very first thing, if you ever want to sell a business, and you should, if you open your business with the idea that this business is going to serve me and my family, and it's going to serve the local community, and we're going to create systems so that when the time comes for me to sell this thing, it's in good shape. It will run in an optimal fashion. And the reality is, if you have systems and you have good systems in place and you have a good culture, the buyer for your company is already in your company. And you might have a bidding war at the end. But one of the things that I love about your company in particular is you have a culture that I cannot do justice with words. I cannot explain to people. You have to see it for yourself. So anybody who might be on the fence about coming to this, you should pay $1,000 just to come and see what he's created. Just that would be worth the $1,000. Forget about the deep dive. Forget about getting the playbook. Forget about the mindset and the hiring and the firing and the selling process and the follow-up and the P&L statements and all of that. Just seeing the culture and seeing these young, talented, passionate kids who care about each other deeply and care about their customers even more deeply, I think it's going to change your life because he's done it. It's possible. And now you're going to have to live with the fact that if you can't create it, and Scott did create it, how come I couldn't create it? And he's going to literally take you behind the curtain and show you everything. And among those things, I bet you he's going to tell you to be really, really picky when you're interviewing people. And when your gut says, this isn't a fit, it's not a fit. Next. Yeah. I think that's part of what he's going to tell you. But to see this all in action is incredibly huge. My phone is just blowing up, guys. You're going to have to carry the water for a little bit here while
I let Scott talk because he's hiring a lot right now. And, you know, what are you looking at in the kind of people you're hiring?
Yeah. So we definitely are. We're growing our team. It feels like every day we hired our first employee just a while back and we interviewed our next employee the very first day she started. So we're building a team of younger people that are mostly tech savvy, but also understand what does it mean to value customers and to be customer centric in what we're doing. And one of the things, so I am a big story brand fan. I'm a certified story brand guide. And one of the key questions that I think most business leaders get wrong is that they approach their selling as if they're the hero. In other words, they put their awards first. They put how great we do at this and how awesome we are at this first. And the truth is, really all your customers care about is how do you solve the problems that they have. And so when they come to your website, when they read an email that you write, when they read a text message that you write, really what they want to know is, can you effectively solve my problems or can't you? And if you can, how do I get you to do that? Very, very easily. If they have to think about how to do it, they're not going to buy from you. So what we try to do is we spend a lot of time. I'm talking with our clients about how do we help solve our customers' problems. And we think that's when you can do that, or you can do that clearly and concisely. That's how you get brand interaction, and that's how you get the door to swing.
And a lot of salespeople get caught up in themselves a lot of times. And there's a saying in involved in that. Part of our training we do is you can either feed your ego by bragging on yourself when you're in front of a customer, or you can feed your family.
True.
Either feed your ego or feeding your family, you're out for the customer. So what am I doing to help this customer's problem? And so we look for people who think like they care about the customer, not oh, number one. If they're thinking about themselves the whole time, if they get into the interview and they ask about how much money they're going to make, first thing we know, we got a candidate we need to feed out the door. send them elsewhere.
Can you believe how good Chris Stone is? Do you see that?
Dude's ridiculous.
Feed your ego or feed your family. Your choice.
Choose one.
That's incredible. Thank you, Scott. And thank you.
You're absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome us.
Yeah, you're welcome squared.
Oh my word.
He had that started. Ready to go. Ice to sky.
She's mine ready to go. There we are.
Chris Stone, you are amazing. You are absolutely rarefied air. You are. You are too good. Too good. Hey, so I almost interrupted you, Scott Vaughn, when you were talking about Scott Bidwell, because I wanted to jump in and say there are levels, you know, as we get deeper into our business education, there are levels of coaches, there are levels of marketing pros, and there are levels to this. And the higher up you go, the more you can see those levels. When you start, you know, you're kind of like at the bottom and you're like, everybody's like brilliant, right? And yeah. And then as you kind of like evolve up, you realize, man, I've learned a lot. Maybe I've got, you know, a few thousand hours in this thing. And then you like start to see all the little differences, and you see, and you never could understand, like, why would you pay somebody thousands of dollars a month, like for advice? Because they're worth it and they can make you that, the kind of return that you need to make. So there are levels to marketing, and I'm going to say this. I've said this hundreds of times throughout my 43-year career. I'm going to say it again. Everything in a store has to work. Your advertising, which is part of your marketing, but not just your, all of your marketing, all of your communication, it all has to work seamlessly. It all has to tie together with your display, what the customer experiences when they walk into the store, how that salesperson greets them, that level of experience that's delivered by the sales pro, the merchandising that they see, and how the sales pro handles that process, and then the customer service that they receive. All of these things have to be addressed. They all need to be consistent. And that's when you create a successful business system at retail. But the single most important one is this marketing piece. Because if no one comes in your store, it doesn't matter how great your merchandise is.
Yeah.
And this is why I constantly yell at people, even though I'm a rep who is paid a commission on products sold, stop the infatuation with the product and start becoming infatuated with getting people in your store. Start to become infatuated with growing your people, not just as a delivery guy or a sales gal, but as a human being. If we make better human beings, we make better salespeople. We make better delivery drivers. We make better everything. So I'm sorry I went off on a tangent, and I'm good to that.
Joseph,
we do need to market, and we need to market well. And that's why guys like Scott Bidwell, they are so important to us, because it's really the main focus of what he does. Even though, after just speaking with him briefly at the Mattress Success Summit, I realize he knows a little bit about everything.
He does.
That's good. Thank you.
Just enough to be dangerous.
Yes, amazing.
You covered a lot of the meat of our 3-day event is going to be on marketing, merchandising, setting up a floor that makes sense. We're going to cover where to put your products and how to set them up so they make sense for the customer. We're going to cover that. We're going to cover, of course, the sales process. You mentioned processes and systems.
Yeah.
We've been working. We're going to constantly work on our systems and processes. They always get tweaked. You know, it's never going to be set in stone, but what we developed is a repeatable process for every store and every store owner. So they will have this handbook in their hands to take home Thursday afternoon of this event with a handbook in place to implement Friday morning, like Scott said, with all the systems and processes we developed over 19 years, that's developed a big company. And it will work in a company that does $200,000 a year or $200,000 a month or millions of dollars a year. It doesn't matter which kind of store you've got. These processes and systems will work. Now, can a $200,000 a year company afford this massive marketing thing? No, they can't yet. So we deal with each store owner individually. So we'll be meeting with those people in groups depending on store size, and we'll put them together and we'll do masterminds inside of that so they can talk about the things that they can do, some marketing that's inexpensive or even free, and setting up systems and processes to get more door swings. We all need more door swings. So the more we get, the more opportunities we have to sell our product. And then we'll work on the sales process once a customer's there. And what it's going to do is maximize your profit per customer. And we want to do that. And then at the end, we're going to talk about giving. Nobody talks about giving. It's the secret sauce in a store. We're going to talk about how to get referrals, how to get reviews. We're going to talk about a lot of things like that. So it's not just a selling process and we're going to kick you out the door. It's going to be a full event with everything you need. Like whatever I needed 19 years ago, I wish I had this class. I could have gone and would have streamlined a lot of issues I had back then. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasted a ton of money on marketing I didn't know about. And Scott's told me about a few of his calls recently where they want to do these grand things and they're like a $300,000 store. Well, they can't afford, or they're wasting their money throwing it at just say Google or whatever, where they need to be spending they've got a smaller budget. So he knows how to spend their money best. So go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, no, but I think the main thing I see with business owners when they say they want to have their door swings, I agree, we all need more door swings, but you really need the door to swing with the right human beings that you're intending to walk through the door when the door does swing. And that's, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about who is your ideal audience. Like, let's name them. Let's describe them. Where do they live? What do they drive? Do they have kids? All of the stuff. We spend a ton of time talking about ideal audience because that is such an important part for if we spend all this time and money and energy getting your door to swing and then somebody walks in that wants to buy a $199 mattress, I haven't helped. In fact, we probably wasted your money, honestly. I find that a lot of small business owners, when they begin to run ads or begin to write copy or begin to do social media, they're like, I want any human with a heartbeat to come through the door. And that is just, that's, in my opinion, that's not the right approach. And it can be very expensive to do that. And it does not end up being profitable. They don't buy the items that you need to sell to make a profitable business.
Yeah.
Joseph, you are on fire, brother. Thank you for being here. You know, you're one of the hardest working guys in our business and you're so well respected and we're glad to have you here. Blake Austin says, congratulations, Scott. Generous of you to share the knowledge you've gained over your years of experience. I kind of took a little liberty with that, but thank you, Blake. Blake is our AI guy and we're excited to see what Blake is coming up with. He's working on all kinds of stuff right now. And Blake has gone to the well with handwritten letters. And I thought I was the only guy that got a handwritten letter until I started seeing stuff pop up in Matches Industry Network group. Hey, thanks. I got your handwritten letter. And I'm like, hey, I thought I was the only one that got a handwritten letter. Good on you. It shows an enormous amount of commitment to your business to take the time to do that. Joseph, thank you. It's a privilege to be here and listen to Scott Squared. See, I told you, I knew it was going to take off. And I've already given up my right to a royalty on it. Man, and we got a logo for you. Texas Mattress Barn. Sorry, a little late. Dates and what city is training being held? Texas Mattress Barn. By the way, I'm great at cutting off my guests. I am the best host at cutting off people before they can answer a question. So I'm going to be there, and I've got people from Southern California dinging me saying, I'm going to be there. Are you really going to be? I'm really going to be there. So I want to meet all you guys. So Texas Mattress Barn, I will be there. Scott, when and where is it?
June 11th through the 13th in Paducah, Kentucky. If you're coming from the east, we have a flight to Paducah from Charlotte. If you're coming from the west, you'll probably fly to Nashville or St. Louis. So, and then you can get on the wingocoaching.win/masterclass. Thank you, Chris. And we will actually go into my store in one of the sessions, and you'll meet our entire team. And if we have customers, hopefully we will. If there's a guy doing his job, we will.
No pressure. Yeah.
We're going to have to run a sale.
Yes, we're
going
to major sale.
Hopefully you'll get to see the process in action. And we have a selling process that works. We're really good. We're in a poorer part of the country, but we've got a really high average ticket, a good margin, and we've got a really good process for selling luxury bedding. If you're interested in luxury bedding, if not, you can use it on any style bedding, but, free advice. It pays more to sell a good bed. So, but, BIA is a terrific partner of ours. Those guys up there do a great job and always get me what I need. They listen to me.
Imagine that.
I talk to a big brand and say, hey, you guys really should do this. And it never goes anywhere. But, I let the guys know up there at BIA, hey, I need this, I need a latex hybrid and a firm and a plush and, you know, flex head.
Yep.
Next thing, within a month, we're at market, and there's a flex head, latex, plush and firm, and a flex head.
Yep. Scott, here's your bed that Phil made you.
Yeah. Phil's up. I can do that.
I've never heard Phil tell you no.
No.
He might ask you 10 more questions, but he's never said no.
So, for Valentine's Day next year, I want a heart shape bed.
As long as it can be all foam, we can probably do it.
He probably would.
So, guys, he's
a magician.
He is. And Scott, thank you. We are so proud that you're one of our business partners, and we actually. We're not in the business of dictating to our customers. We're in the business of listening to our customers at Bedding Industries of America. And I think that's what makes us special. I want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla. Here's the 800-pound gorilla, guys. My business isn't doing well. I might be able to scrape together the $999, but it might be my last $999. And I don't know if this is going to be the right thing. And I don't know if it's too late. So I'm going to just say a couple of different things. And then I'm going to let you guys have at this. So make notes, because I'm going to go for a little bit here. I heard this story, and the first time I heard it, I didn't know if it was true. But I actually have met people that verified the story. And it was told by Dan Kennedy, who is an extraordinary marketer. And he had an event that cost several thousands of dollars. And the potential customer was on the phone and given the Visa and MasterCard numbers, and they couldn't get it through. And so they just started to piece it through. They ended up with three or four different Visas and MasterCards until they got the whole amount. And Dan got so frustrated with the whole thing, and his Christian upbringing was kicking in overtime. He said, how can you take this person's last few dimes? You know, this isn't right. And he fought that because he felt like their right to invest in themselves was bigger than any of his judgment that maybe they shouldn't do this. And so he wanted to meet these people, but on every break, he looked for them and he couldn't find them. Couldn't find them because they barely had enough money to get to the event. They probably should have flown, but they drove. They didn't have enough money to eat in the restaurant, so they were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches up in the hotel room. And they became multimillionaires from what they learned at that event. So here is something I'm going to say to everybody who's struggling right now. The very first thing that goes, and I've been at this for 43 years, I've seen a lot of people win and I've seen a lot of people lose. The very first thing that goes when you're struggling, when the rent's due and you don't have the money in the account, the very first thing that goes is your creativity. And I'm going to say this to you. When you get in this environment with this energy, forget about all the knowledge that you're going to get. Forget about the playbook that you're going to get. Forget about all the actual nuts and bolts and business knowledge. Just the lift that you're going to get in your spirit, the energy from other positive people around you, all coming together with a common purpose to support each other, is going to propel you further than you could ever go on your own. That it's worth it just for that. And now I'm going to shut up and let the Scotts talk because I can see they both want to talk. You guys are going to have to flip for it.
I coach, like you know, and I'm coaching now businesses, but it hurts me to see a company not winning. And so I think we've developed a plan where we can make any business win. And we want you to win. And we want you to win the right way too. It means a lot on how you do it and so why you do it. And so we want you to feel good about going to work every morning. And knowing you've got a plan that works, and when that lady's coming to your door and you know you got something to get offer them that's going to help their problems, and you can in your mind say, I'm about to rock her world today. This experience she's about to have is like nothing she's ever had before, because we're going to coach you on how to develop to have a customer experience that will absolutely change that person's life. And so I talk about in my book about some experiences I've had, or an experience I had, especially buying a car. And I told about it at a nationwide event last year before. But it was 24 years ago now, and I still talk about it because they gave me a great experience. I want to create in my business, and I want to create in Wingo Coaching, for you to have it, to develop it, an experience for your customers that they talk about 24 years from now. Mm-hmm. I want it to be so great. They're like, wow, I am wowed. out of my mind that that experience was so great. I'm telling everybody. And so, you know how you get your door to swing? When you got your customer base telling everybody about their wow experience at your store, and they're going to tell everybody and everybody, you know, mattress stores aren't that exciting, really. Now, if you have a wow experience at a restaurant, it's crazy because everybody eats three times a day at least. And so, but a mattress store, they're not coming as often. So to get a wow experience, that might be our door counts now. I don't share many numbers, but we're averaging, in our Padega store, I think we average about 15 door swings on a Saturday there. So we've got a process that, and I think about 8 to 9 during the week, Monday through Friday, every day. So that's our average. So if we only have 2 in a day, that's a really bad day. So we've developed a process on marketing with our marketing genius here. Over the years, though, it's worked into this system where we're getting these door swings and people want to buy from me. And my part in this book was how to get people to want to buy from you and hopefully only you. That's my part in the book. So we want to share that with our mattress industry network people and whoever shows up at this event in Paducah. You're going to get all that. We're going to give you the whole playbook, how we did it, how you can do it. And no matter if you're a $200,000 a year store or $2 million store or $5 million store, you can develop that. Of course, if you're a $5 million store, you're probably doing something right anyway. But even a $2 million store is amazing. So, but we want you to win. We want you to succeed and be happy about what you're doing. We want you to make a difference in your community and that people will know that you're the guy to go to when they need a mattress.
So I have someone who's going to remain unnamed. They have been in the mattress industry for a little bit. They want to open their own store and they're trying to come to this event because they want to do it the right way. And boy, I could not encourage you more. I'm gonna just throw this out there. And if you haven't been to one of the, to something like this, you're not going to understand it, but it's going to be invaluable. Everything that you're going to learn is going to be invaluable. The playbook that you're going to receive, that you're going to have for the rest of your life, unless you lose a darn thing, you're going to have that to grow and to develop into your own playbook. But some of these relationships with some of the people that you don't know, you haven't met them, you're going to meet them at this event. Some of the conversations that happen after dinner are so invaluable. They're life-changing, not just for your business, but for your life. You will meet, some of you will have lifelong best friends out of this, which is much more important than business. But one of the things that is great is when you have friends that are in the business and you can share things and you know, you guys are in different states and you have no ambition to grow into the other state. You can be very open with each other and really share your heart and really share ideas. And that piece of this is probably the hardest thing to quantify or understand, but it is a very, very important piece of it that the only way you're ever going to know is by coming to it and experiencing it. And then if I'm wrong, tell me, Pete, you were wrong. But I don't think anybody's going to, I think what everyone's going to come back and say is, wow, that was amazing. And yeah, it was all that in the kitchen sink. So guys, everybody always gets the last 10 minutes to talk about whatever they want to talk about. And I've chewed up pretty much most of this. So you got 9 minutes left to talk about anything you want to talk about.
Go ahead. Well, I think one thing I was going to say when you were asking about why, if you're sitting in the seat where you're like, this might be my last $9.99 or maybe my first $9.99 opening a store, At Trellis, we think every business owner deserves a marketing plan that works, that actually gets results. And I talk to business leaders every single day, and there many of them are overwhelmed with just running their day-to-day business. And when I begin to talk to them, they're like, I don't know how to market, some of them. And even if I do know how, I don't have time to do that. So they come to me and they say, well, Scott, what should we do next? And we have a infrastructure set up now that we can walk them through a process where we understand their business intuitively. You know, a lot of times when you hire a marketing agency, they ask, what do you want us to do? And that's not how we've done things with Happy Z's and our other clients. We really take like a chief marketing officer approach where we stand shoulder to shoulder and we look at, okay, what are the business objectives? And then how do we build a marketing plan that actually helps you accomplish those business objectives? We start with a brand strategy. We start with audience. We start with visual identity and then website. And then we drive traffic, which equals door swings. So it's a process that we go through, but it's a highly, highly customized process. And to me, that's what's so, so important on the front end for any business owner sitting out there thinking, gosh, I don't even know where to begin. I would encourage you to start at the very beginning. Who do I want to walk through the door? And what did those people buy that actually makes me money? Start there and identify them, describe them to yourself. And then as you're creating copy, as you're creating social media posts, as you're doing videos or whatever it is that you do to try to get the word out, think about those people before you hit go or before you hit send. Think about those people as clearly as you can and speak directly to their hearts and help them understand how are you going to solve the problems that they have.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, I've been at that point where I couldn't pay my bills in 08. I remember that. I feel your pain if you're that far. I think it's going to cost you money to not show up because, I think you're going to gain so much value out of this. It's going to keep going on and on and on and on. So I want to offer this to anybody. If you come and you just don't feel like you got the value out of it, you need it, I'll gladly give you your money back. But I really think that you're going to, sorry, it's my dog, but I really think you're going to get tons of value that's going to be recurring and going on and on as you go in your business year after year after year. And this is something we're probably going to do several times a year, but if you can't make it to this, you know, on vacation or whatever, we'll do it again. But I think I'm trying to make it as valuable as possible because I want it to be as if I was just starting, you know, or if I've got a business that's been ongoing and I want to grow it. I want to make this event for all you people to grow your business, whether you're just starting out, like the first guy that gave me the idea. We're going to start him from scratch and show him how to set the floor up and create a selling process and a closing and how to go through your numbers and see what's working. And he's got a saying that you measure what matters. You measure what matters. So if door swings matter, P&L statements matter,
close rate,
average ticket matters. If you have certain products on the floor that are selling and other products aren't, that matters. If you're getting too many comfort exchanges on a certain product, that matters. All those things you need to measure. So we're going to cover all that and a whole lot more, as you can tell. I've just written pages and pages of notes on all the things I want to cover in 2.5 days. Your brain might be a little fried at the end, but I think you'll be motivated and ready to go Friday morning at your own store and say, okay, I'm going to start implementing these things in my store and I'm going to change the way the floor looks and I'm going to greet people this way and I'm going to show them products in this way. There's a certain way to do it, not just say, here's a sea of puffy rectangles out here and help yourself. And I have a secret shop, probably 15 stores in the last 2 weeks. And I can tell you it's a wild, wild world out there. I've been from North Carolina to California and the stores I've been in. I think maybe one or two have been decent out of that many. Decent, not great. And sometimes I just want to stop them and say, hey, I've got a coaching company. I want to tell you how to greet somebody. Or don't just sit there and look at your phone while I'm looking around your store. And I'm taking pictures too while I'm doing it. But there's a lot of coaching that needs to happen. And anyway, I'm making my entire process and tell you all the failures I made up to this point to find some successes. And so we're creating a playbook for store owners to take it and run with it and create it, create their own out of it, you know? So it's not going to be a set in stone thing, but it is going to be give them guidelines to go by to grow their business substantially. Most cases substantially.
Scott, what is the next step for somebody that either has a question for you or they want to sign up? What do they do?
That was literally what I was getting ready to ask. Do you want me to take it?
Me?
Yeah, yeah. You are.
So you go to wingocoaching.win/masterclass. It'll have a link there to click on it. There's a $99 deposit. That's it. We need to get some numbers down, and we're doing a reduced rate of $9.99 until the 15th of May. And that will let us know how many we're blocking rooms and getting the right size of room for us to meet in, conference room for us to meet in. So anyway, just want to make sure we got ample space for everybody. So $99 sign up. It's non-refundable on that part. And then you can pay the last two payments and payments if you want. And hope to see you in Paducah, Kentucky for this amazing event.
Anybody who wants to sell another million, be here on June 11th, 12th, and 13th. And hit that Wingo Coaching. Does the price include the room cost? No, Anthony, it does not.
It does include food, though. It does include the food.
So man, you'll have to get here. With this guy's, if I can work out the schedule, I'm sending my 22-year-old. He's much smarter than I am anyway, says Mattress
Smart. Our kids are all smarter than us.
That's hilarious.
Now, the other thing, it's $4.99 for us for extra guests. So if you've got, you want to come and you want to bring a manager, it's $4.99 for that manager. If you want to come and you want to bring close up and bring your whole team, just let us know. It'll be $4.99 per person after the first person.
Oh, wow. That's great that we figured that out.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. And everybody that was on the show today, thank you for being part of this. And Joseph says, thank you, Scott Squared. I will send you the first t-shirt. I want 3% on that t-shirt.
That's funny.
No, I already gave it up. Thank you, Scott Squared. Hope to meet both of you or at least talk to you. I love the way this went, and I found a lot of synergy here too. Awesome. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you. Everybody go forth and sell a million this week. Thank you guys for being here, and I will see you in Paducah, Kentucky in June.
It's time to bring the funk, baby.
Bring the funk. How did you almost not do that? Bring the funk.